You're listening to SBS News.
Surf Coast teacher and fossil enthusiast Philip Mullaly was walking along his local beach when he noticed the glint of a shark's tooth shining from a boulder.
I think I had my car keys with me at the time, actually. It doesn't sound very professional. And I was able to spend about half an hour digging it out, and it was just a perfect tooth. It was in perfect condition.
A subsequent Museum Victoria excavation of the rock uncovered more than 40 teeth, most of them from a single, enormous, great, jagged, narrow-toothed shark that's been extinct for more than 20 million years. The fearsome marine stalker could grow to more than 9 metres long, almost twice the length of a good-sized great white shark today. Museum Victoria senior curator Dr. Eric Fitzgerald says the importance of the discovery cannot be underestimated.
In 160 years of fossil discoveries in Australia, this is the first find of a set of teeth from one of this species of shark ever found in Australia, and it is just 3 found in the entire planet.
Shark fossil finds are rare as much of their bodies are made up of cartilage rather than the more durable bone. Such was the massive creature from the deep's healthy appetite, a whale used to form a standard meal. But ultimately, it was these eating habits that may have led to the great jagged's extinction, as the fleshy food source evolved into beasts too big even for the prehistoric predator's menu. This former ruler of the seas itself became a rotting carcass on the ocean floor for smaller, six-gill sharks to feast upon. Their razor-sharp teeth, broken off as they tore into the great jagged's flesh, were also found in the excavation. It's almost the stuff of movies, according to Eric Fitzgerald, perhaps a prequel to the most famous shark film of all time.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water, the legend continues.
Jaws may be a fictional shark, but 25 to 15 million years ago, there were sharks as large as Jaws and perhaps even larger. And that's the tale that paleontologists are able to tell with fossil finds like this.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.